The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennett, along with Todd Mitchell, and soon Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here to answer your questions and comments at 800-228-0550. So if you have a question or comment, you might as well get in line right now. He's not here yet. We understand he is wrapping up a hearing that is taking place right now in Congress. It started just a little bit late. It's actually a hearing to examine what the president knew about the security of the website healthcare.gov. It's the Oversight Subcommittee, and a former top aide to President Obama is being questioned to explain his role in the development and rollout of the healthcare.gov website. Evidently, the Science Committee has repeatedly been asking for Mr. Punk to testify before the committee about his involvement surrounding the security of the website, and so they issued a subpoena compelling his appearance. He's finally shown up, so that's what's happening as we speak. So a question we have on our Facebook page right now, and want your take on this. Now that Republicans are in power of both the both the Senate and the House in the upcoming session of Congress, how far should they go? Should they push impeachment against President Obama? Should they support a government shutdown in the battle over funding the government and President Obama's expected executive order giving amnesty to illegal immigrants? Let us know what you think about that at 800-228-0550. Ed, on the road, listening on 550 K-Fire, want to get a comment in here. Go ahead, Ed. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Thank you very much for being a voice for us out here in real America. I have a couple questions for you regarding the Keystone Pipeline. First and foremost, I'm a supporter of it because I think it'll help the state of North Dakota. I was born and raised here. I'm a landowner here. I believe in anything we can do for our state. But the questions I have are this. Number one, why is it that the North Dakota people don't demand that we build a refinery here? We own a bank. We own a mill and elevator. We own things as a state. Why don't we look into building and owning a refinery? And number two, a question I have for you is, when the Keystone Pipeline is built and when it's all shipped out in North Dakota and it's down south and being refined, why is it that 82% of the refined product has to be shipped overseas? So I'll hang up and listen to your answers, and I sure appreciate your program. Thank you.
All right. Now, number one, just let me make sure I understand you. Are you saying you want a state-owned refinery? That's what you think would be a good idea?
Well, I think a state-owned refinery would be a good idea.
You do?
If in fact the state cannot own one, let's get our private industry in to build it.
Well, first of all, there are refineries being built. One will open yet this year by Dickinson, just west of Dickinson. That is a partnership between MDU and another company that's built these. First refinery built in the United States since 1976 being built in North Dakota. That's a diesel refinery. MDU is looking at another location. There's another company, Quantum Energy, that has land locked up by Stanley in Baker, Montana, that is going to be doing some other refinery. So diesel refineries are on the drawing board and actually will be operating the first one in the entire United States since 1976 happening here. So that's first and foremost.
Okay, is that on private land or state-owned land, or is that on Native American land?
No, there's actually one Native American one that's on the drawing board as well, another one up there, but the one I'm talking about in Dickinson is private. In fact, they're all private. They're not government. So I think that's a better solution to let the market sort that out. As far as another refinery similar to what Tesoro is doing in refining unleaded product, obviously... It is a challenge because North Dakota doesn't have, refineries are generally built where the vast majority of the actual consumption is of the vehicles, and we obviously are pulling the oil out of the ground here, then shipping the crude to other refineries closer to where the markets are for gasoline. So I don't see us building a gas refinery anytime soon, but with the amount of diesel it makes sense to do diesel here, so we're doing that. Remind me of your other question.
Well, my other question is, why does 82% of the product that we're going to refine down south from the Keystone Pipeline, why does that get exported?
And I don't know what that number is, but obviously that's one of the reasons that right now there's a ban on exporting crude oil. We can't export crude oil in this country. It's a leftover debate from the 80s, which needs to be changed, because what we end up doing is, unfortunately, we've had so much regulatory control over the building of refineries here. Obviously, first one being built in the country since 76 is happening here. And there's been ebbs and flows in that market, which has been part of that as well. But we don't easily build refineries here, mostly because we have got a regulatory environment that certainly doesn't encourage it. So we end up having to, have a lot of that product refined elsewhere. Well, actually, if we lift the ban on exporting crude, we would have the ability to export that, have it refined, and then bring it back that way. I don't know the number that you cite, but assuming that number is correct, that we're exporting refined product, is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. I was told, and I talked to Hovind's office about this, that 82% of the refined product that comes out of the refineries down south is going to be shipped overseas, Japan being the biggest recipient.
Especially with the supply log jams, I don't know why that number would be that high. I don't know that to be accurate. I really don't know the answer to your question, number one, if in fact that's true, or number two, whether that's true. So,
right. Well, is there any way we could find that out? Because when I talked to Holman's office, they seemed to think that number was pretty accurate. I mean, they didn't give me the exact number, but they sure kind of confirmed that most of it's getting shipped overseas.
You're saying when the Keystone XL pipeline, and maybe that's to do with the fact that it's Keystone, so it's going to be oil tar sands and the use for that. I don't know. We'll ask Kevin Kramer if he knows, though, coming up here in a little bit. How about that?
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. Emailer here has a question about our conversation the other day with the folks from BNSF. We had John Miller on, who was one of the vice presidents for the agriculture commodities at BNSF. He said, I love Frank's line, listening down in South Dakota. He said, sorry, I can't call in. There's no cell service here, and my cows are more important to me than making a special trip to the house for a phone call. Well, I'm glad you have your priorities straight, Frank, and that the cows take a priority. That's first and foremost. But here's his question. I've often wondered why the railroad, or BNSF specifically, can't run all the trains one way for a few days, then run them another way for a few days. We live along U.S. 12. BNSF has a rail line along U.S. 12. There's always trains pulled over on these sidetracks to allow oncoming trains to pass. It only seems logical to run all the trains west for 3 days, rest a day, then run them all east for 3 days and rest a day. Wouldn't freight move faster, and there'd be less time and money wasted sitting alongside tracks if they synchronize the trains on a weekly basis like I've described? Maybe there's an engineering reason why they don't do this, but it just seems like a simple solution to a complicated program. Great show, says Frank. All right, we forwarded that question on to BNSF. Here's what they told us. The reason we don't do that is running directional like that would backlog and delay traffic that needs to move in all directions depending on the origins and destinations. We may run directional traffic for some periods of time when there's another route that allows traffic the other way. For example, we'll run at times primarily westbound traffic on our route through Devil's Lake, and then majority eastbound traffic on our KO subdivision that runs diagonally from Minot to Fargo. In areas where there's a single track, which is most if not all of our tracks in South Dakota, running directional traffic would significantly delay freight. Got you an answer. Right there. From BNSF. Hope that helps. We're waiting for Congressman Kevin Kramer to join us. Here's some answers on our Facebook question. Regarding how far Republicans should go now that they control both the House and the Senate. On the impeachment question, Julie says, well, we'd be stuck with Biden. Don says, just go to work. stopping President Obama's amnesty, coming up with a true immigration plan, overhaul the Affordable Care Act, Keystone, get to the bottom of Benghazi, IRS, Fast and Furious, Solyndra, the scandals, impeachment, question mark. I truly hope, unless a slam dunk is unearthed, and includes Vice President Biden, the far right and mainstream Republicans and moderate Democrats just go to work for America. Jason says impeachment would be a great New Year's gift. All right. Chris says a Tea Party Christmas list. One, impeach. Two, Keystone. Three, glass the Mideast and end that crap forever. Four, ban all abortions. Five, kick every undocumented immigrant out. Six, require Christian prayer in public schools, or better yet, shut down public schools and turn them over to real Christians. Let's see, have I forgotten anything? I'm guessing Chris is not speaking as a member of the Tea Party in issuing that Christmas list, but rather suggesting one for those of you who belong. All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer, when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
This Thanksgiving, what will you remember? Will you be watching your favorite team win? Will you score the winning touchdown? Will you thank God for moments with loved ones? Will you be eating Grandma's famous stuffing? This Thanksgiving, we choose to not open our doors so our customers and associates can spend time with family. So what will you remember? Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Shields.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Why does 86% of the refined North Dakota oil have to be shipped overseas? It could be because of the foreign investment that it's going to take to do the Keystone Pipeline. Could be. Bye.
All right. Buck, listening on AM 1100 The Flag up in Northeast South Dakota. What community are you closest to in South Dakota, Buck?
I'm sorry, I must have misspoke. As North Dakota, I'm about Grand Forks would be the nearest big town.
Got it. Okay, you North Dakota caller, go ahead. What's on your mind?
I'd been listening there for a little bit, but I think that you'll find if you do a quick Google search that refined fuels have been the number one U.S. export for at least the last 5 years running.
And that's probably a product of a lot of production, right?
Well, I would assume so, but, you know, I guess I hadn't been aware until recently of the ban on crude, but, you know, for most years, you know, it's been egg products, and, you know, they were talking about fuel prices being so high for so long. Well, we couldn't refine enough fuel to keep up with demand was their reasoning on it. Well, and they haven't built any refineries since 76 in this country. Now, how can all of a sudden our refined fuels be a number one export?
And by the way, the caller was specifically referring to the Keystone XL pipelines.
I'm aware of that, and that's fine. But that kind of falls into play as well. You know, it's weird. Seems weird to me that we could be turning into a country that's exporting refined fuels when we haven't been building refineries, you know, since 76.
Of course, they're adding on to current refineries. That's one thing that that has happened. You end up with these mega refineries, but still, you're right, we're not building them. The odd thing to me is, again, on this ban on the export crude, you can put refined product in a ship and send it overseas. You can export that, but you can't
yeah,
do the feedstock. That's just a kind of a classic head scratcher, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to make that point that refined fuels are now, you know, or have been for several years now the number one export of the U.S.
Appreciate the call, Buck. Thank you. 800-228-0550. We're waiting for Congressman Kevin Cramer to join us for our weekly talk radio town hall. He actually is being unavoidably detained in a hearing specifically related to a committee that he serves on that is interviewing a witness who has been subpoenaed to answer questions about security breaches on the infamous healthcare.gov website. So that's what's holding us up here, and I'm going to get to your questions just as soon as we get Congressman Cramer here. Some more answers on our Facebook page on the question of how far you want Republicans to go now that they control the House and the Senate in Washington, D.C. Conservatives are infected by the notion that the best government is that which governs. None at all, says Sherry. Larry says 77% of the negative stories were never reported by the media on Barack Obama since he's been president. That is sad. The media is going to tell us how bad it is to shut down the government. Think Republicans should listen? I don't. Well, one thing I think you have to factor into the last election results, although there is polling to suggest that the shutdown hurt Republicans, that it was a concern among voters. Obviously, it wasn't enough of a concern, given the fact that you had the numbers you have. I mean, the House of Representatives will have more Republicans voting come January than at any time since World War II. Wow. So how do you say that the shutdown was politically perilous? Now, again, I know for a fact that member by member, you can point to polling that suggests it was a negative. It was something they had to battle. But that's a harder argument to make in light of the election results, in my mind. Kenny says balanced budget plans, what he wants. None of this savings trillion in 10 years BS. Start cutting funds to most government agencies. They're all way too bloated. If it gets shut down, so be it. It only involves 17% of the government anyway. Remember how the last shutdown hurt the Republicans? Me neither, says Kenny. Steven says, we'd end up with Biden, which is not any better. Obama will be gone soon. For now, just fix it. So he has less executive power. In January, they should work to pass veto-proof legislation. Get immigration reform done with no amnesty. Secure the borders. Fix the ACA. Removing the individual mandate to coverage that people do not actually need. Get Keystone passed with a veto-proof majority.
You're not just a little curious what would happen under a President Biden?
Yeah, I am a little curious.
Better chances at more sound bites.
Yes, we could have plenty of fodder for this program, Todd.
I'm just saying.
What's not to love about
there
that,
would be
right?
More sound bites. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly right. So what are you going to do about the congressional hearing schedule? Can you intervene here so it no longer interferes with our weekly talk radio town hall?
You say what you want about Kramer. He doesn't just dump his elected duty to go on a radio show. He still does his elected duty first and foremost, and then when he's able to, you know, be away from that, then he is with us. So anybody who's thinking, oh, yeah, Kramer just does whatever Scott Hannon says, well, obviously not.
That's true. That's why I'm asking you to work on that calendar so we can do both.
I'm doing everything I can do.
Fulfilling the duties of his office.
Chris handled that responsibility, actually.
Just wall off Wednesdays between 10 and 11 North Dakota time.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't say 10 and 11. I guess we could still do the first hour then, but we just have to have the correct hour.
Yeah. Anyway, obviously, he's tied up in this hearing.
Did you see where the Huffington Post said Senator Heidi Heitkamp is being from Nebraska?
No, but that'd be par for the course for the Huffington Post.
Oopsie. Well, you can't get that kind of stuff wrong and keep building credibility. Come on.
Their accuracy is not a high priority, obviously. Terry says, replace the Affordable Care Act with, let's see, what they said they would do, only do that for all of us without insurance who can't afford thousands of dollars for insurance we'd never use because we make too much to qualify for assistance programs. Or just sue the Obamacare website builders for $6 billion plus interest and give every hardworking American, working or retired seniors, jobs with a fund for insurance premiums like the plan our Congress members get and make the millionaire pay for their own premiums. Anastasia says impeachment is not an option. Who wants Joe Biden? Quite a debate here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we'll see if Congressman Kramer joins us back when we come back. Otherwise, more of your calls at 800-228-0550.
It's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Savings are kicking into high gear at the Max Black Friday sale. Save an incredible 40% on all hand tools from 6 to 10 a.m. The first 50 customers receive a free $10 gift card. Pick up an 8-gigabyte 4.4 Android tablet for just $49.99. And plant a great gift under the tree with a 97cc mini bike. It's only $399. Open until 9 p.m. on Black Friday for huge savings. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a one-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a six-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a three-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Like Congressman Kevin Cramer is unavoidably detained still, so we're just going to open up the phone lines and allow you to chat about whatever you like. But it'll be me for now and Todd answering your questions rather than Congressman Cramer. Bob in Grafton listening on AM 1100 The Flag. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Hey, Todd. That's okay, Scott. We've got good answers to our questions, too, so.
I'm not sure.
Scott's here, because if we're relying on me to answer those questions, we're in a lot of trouble, but at least we have Scott to fall back on.
There you go.
Look, okay, you know, as far as the tsunami of a message that the Americans sent to Washington there with this last election, you know, I don't really put too awful much stock in the polling data, a little bit, but not, it's not the holy grail of information. And I would say, from my point of view as being a, you know, red-blooded American veteran, Christian, conservative, that it was actually a breath of fresh air to see Cruz, and was it Paul there that kind of locked up the Congress there for a little while. It was actually a breath of fresh air. And, you know, as far as impeachment, you know, I don't, this nonsense about, well, they're not going to impeach the first black president. There they go, throwing the race card in there. I don't care if he's black, purple, green. He's not the first black president. He's half black, half white, number one. Number two, Mark Levin's constitutional state convention's idea is awesome, because not only can you impeach the president, you can impeach the vice president, and then it involves the Speaker of the House making some moves there, and then you can also impeach certain Supreme Court justices, you know, such as the ones that changed the law there, the Obamacare law, unconstitutionally by, you know, it's rewriting it and calling it back. They have no business doing that. Legislation is supposed to be performed and voted on in Congress. That's why we have the separation of powers. So there's the fifth, there's the Article 5 there with the state constitution idea, which would do way better, I think, than just trying to impeach the president. And it was actually a breath of fresh air to see what Cruz and was it who is it, Ryan or Paul or whatever there that did that in the Congress there. I was particularly focused on Ted Cruz there, you know, especially with the green eggs and ham thing. That was, it's just a breath of fresh air, man, to see some of our guys there fighting, you know, for what's right for this country. I think they should secure our borders, unleash the Keystone Pipeline. I think we should absolutely stand with Israel, especially in light of what happened. I heard in the news here a little while ago about the synagogue attack that was over there. And we need to stand with Israel and bring God back into our country. And let's get some real leadership. And after the first of the year here, when the Republicans actually do have control of the helm there, let's contact our senators and get them moving in the right direction. And let's use this tidal wave that we sent to Washington. Let's get them going in the right direction, and maybe we can turn this country around. Thanks.
Appreciate the call, Bob. Thank you. Bud in West Hope listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I've been working in the oil field since 79, and last 15 years have been a real good boom. It's been good for making a living. I just want to know that the congressmen and people representing us are taking care of the state, because this won't last forever, and when it does bust, it'll be tough, because it will. Nothing goes on forever, and I just believe that our state is right for holding on to their money and not letting it go out to out-of-state groups that got other interests. That's about it.
So, smart move on the smackdown of Measure 5, it sounds like you're saying.
Absolutely. Our landowners are kind of losing their rights. I grew up on a farm, and if guys got wells drilled on their land where they don't have mineral rights, it costs them a lot of money to keep producing off that land. We actually need to do more for the landowners than we are. The mineral owners could be out of state, grandchildren, or whatever from their siblings, and they're fine with it. But the guys who got to farm that land, that costs a lot of money to go around all these wells and lease roads, and they should be probably a little more compensated for what's going on.
All right, Bud. Appreciate your comments and your opinions, and agree with you on rainy day funds and legacy funds, and also not, you know, getting too strong a percentage of reliance on oil and gas revenue as part of state spending. Good, prudent suggestion there. And we have an upcoming legislative session, so hopefully it's heard. John and Gardner are listening on AM 1100 The Flag. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello there. How's Scott today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You may remember me. I wrote your name here back when you were, it's been a few years ago, I think, when this fellow was walking to Washington.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I met you.
Well, I am trying to remember his name, Ross. Good old Ross.
Yeah.
I can't remember Ross's last name. Out of Beach, North Dakota.
Yes, sir. Anyway, I called about the impeachment, and I agree with the two previous callers. I fully agree. I wanted to add one other comment besides that. I agree we need to impeach the president. Anybody who trashes the Constitution like he has been doing, he shouldn't be a president. He shouldn't. He's got to go one way or the other. Now, how he goes through impeachment or the other method, I forgot the name already. Anyway, but Obama does need to go. This is not a racial comment. You know, what he's done is trashed the Constitution. You know, he's done everything.
Well, he's going to go. He's going to go, obviously, based on the Constitution he's done in less than 2 years. The debate is, you know, how far Republicans should go is it just fight him on all the legislation over these next 2 years, or is it to take time and energy to actually begin impeachment?
In two years, he can do an awful lot of damage.
That talk is increasing because of, obviously, what he's planning on the immigration.
Right. He can do an awful, awful lot of damage in the next 2 years. So he's got to go far before that. As soon as the Republicans get into office, that'll be in January. I think he's got to absolutely go.
So they should risk any political fallout from impeachment because it's the right thing to do.
What political fallout? We just had a wave election. The population of this country knows what's got to be done.
And so I think actually a fair reading of the election would be that, you know, we want Obama stopped. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, it was the president himself said my policies are on the on the ballot. I'm not, but my policies are. You're voting for me. So, you know, people spoke loud and clear about that. But do you think they went so far as the wave election was a impeach Obama election?
I certainly do. And,
because here's one challenge for that. I didn't hear a lot of candidates. I didn't hear a lot of candidates say vote for me and I'm going to impeach Obama. Right?
Well, I think you got to read between the lines a little bit. But he's got to go. And I think
let's just take North Dakota. That question was repeatedly asked to Congressman Kevin Cramer, and he just said. It's not productive. He was against it. Got some grief about it. So that doesn't, you know, if I'm to read between the lines, he's going the other way and won overwhelmingly. So, again, I understand the frustration. I believe any honest reading will say there will be political fallout from it, and it's going to happen anyway. Our listeners are a little split today on Facebook on this. Interesting take. Todd in West Fargo listening on AM 1100 The Flag. What's on your mind?
I called about oil exports, but just one quick thing. I think Obama's just trying to sucker punch us into impeachment talk. That's just the hole he wants us to go down. They got a plan for rebutting that. So let's not go that way. Let's just block it, block his legislation, block him for however we can and take care of it that way. Regarding oil exports, the fellow earlier alluded that he seemed to have a problem with America exporting refined fuels, which seems a bit odd because we don't have any problem exporting a whole lot of wheat, barley, durum, corn, ethanol. We don't have, nobody seems to have an issue with that. But as soon as the oil companies have a bidder, because all oil is sold on an auction sale, it's a worldwide auction sale every day, as to how much you want to pay for a barrel of oil. Just because somebody wants to pay a little bit more in Japan or the Philippines or China, then people seem to get all upset. Why are we selling oil rather than keeping it here? I mean, do people really expect that the diesel fuel and gasoline should be a dollar a gallon anymore? That's just crazy. Look at a loaf of bread, you know. Do you have an answer for that?
No, I think I think you're making a very good point. You know, and we don't restrict farmers to where they can sell their products. Why should we deal with oil? It's a world market. It just is what it is.
It is. And you know, everybody screams, "Well, we should build our own refinery." Why in the world would we want to build our own refinery? Let's help and encourage private people to build a refinery.
Right. I mean, that's on everything. If you ask me, if we're gonna, you know,
I mean,
let's not get in. Let's not compete. And by the way, as I pointed out, it's happening, right? It's happening for the first time in the United States of America since 1976. Good points, Todd. Appreciate it. Ken, driving the Bakken, listening on K-Fire, what's on your mind?
How are you doing, Scott?
Good, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. See, I got a couple of things. I think we should all tip our hat to that caller a while back, Bob, who said, let's put God back in his country and get it on track. And if my memory serves me right, didn't we have impeachment proceedings against Clinton?
Of course, yes.
And that didn't put Gore in office. That just slowed Clinton down from doing anything, right?
Well, yeah, it wasn't successful, obviously.
I thought we did go through with it.
There was an impeachment vote in the House, but it didn't make it over to the Senate. Wasn't successful. Okay. But your point is, in the case of Clinton, though, it helped him politically. It became quite a focus. It gummed up the works. So it might be another vote in that category. Slow, stop everything down. More of your calls coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the United Soybean Board and the North Dakota Soybean Council Board. As a director on these boards, you can help determine how your checkoff dollars are invested, influence the direction of our industry, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry on a state and national level. And your service will be supported with training and mentoring. Grow your impact as a soybean leader and get involved today. For more information about the election process and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey friends, it's Scott Hennepin from the What's On Your Mind program, and you know I'm all across the state of North Dakota traveling for What's On Your Mind, and whenever I head out, I fill up at PetroServe USA. Those are the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. I love the 4-for-4 special every day, all day, your choice, 2 cookies, start with that, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, and a 20-ounce drink or a coffee. 4 items, $4 at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. They also have the Deli Express sandwiches. Great deal on those now. $2.99 to $3.59. Deli Express Double XL charbroil with cheese, the Deli Express Double XL chicken with cheese, or the Deli Express barbecue rib. They're fantastic. Gardettos are $1.29 all month long. Swisher Sweets Gold Sticks are $1 off each pouch. The Barrel of Fun Chips, a 10-ounce bag, $1.99. And the Old Trapper Beef Jerky, 3 1/4-ounce packages, just $2.99. At a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America fuel better. Head to PetroServe USA and tell them Scott sent you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Wednesday morning of the Grand Forks Herald. There is an article about the North Dakota landowners make a carbon deal. Chevrolet has purchased nearly 40,000 carbon credit reduction tons of working grasslands in the Prairie Pothole region of North Dakota. And they're paying the farmers to not till the land so they do not release the carbon from the ground. They had a grant from USDA Natural Resources, and they also got money from, what was it, the Ducks Unlimited or something. My number is...
Yeah, I don't need your number, but I saw the story and shake my head about these corporations that are hoping that some of these environmental groups won't go after them. So it's like a little shakedown is what it is. You know, they funnel some money to groups like Ducks Unlimited, and then get to claim they're marketing their green because they stopped some land from being farmed in North Dakota. I think Rob Porter, the Say Anything blog, called it a shakedown. It is. Does it reduce pollution? No, but Ducks Unlimited, you know, gets a little payoff from Chevrolet, and you know, gets to act like they're a friend. A crazy, crazy deal. What does this world become? Steve in Beardsley, Minnesota. Where's Beardsley, Minnesota, anyway, Steve?
About 100 miles south.
Of?
Hello?
100 miles south
Fargo,
of? Of Fargo, okay,
Moorhead.
Got it. All right, you along, what, 75 or where?
West of 75, right on the border. We're 7 miles, 7-8 miles from the border, from the Minnesota-South Dakota border.
Got it. I wasn't aware of Beardsley, Minnesota, so now I know. Anyway, what's on your mind?
On the impeachment question, sometime back I heard about that, I don't know if you attempt impeachment or if you actually get impeachment against Obama, but later he cannot be tried. Personally, I'm mad. I mean, the wrongs that this guy has done, there should be punishment for this. So, you know, you or I or any average citizen do this kind of stuff, geez, we'd end up behind bars at minimum. You know, I mean,
What is his worst offense, in your view?
The lying. I mean, the Benghazi. I mean, who's responsible? You know, I mean, I suppose it's hard. We will sooner or later know the trail will lead back to him. You know, I mean, it should be a triable offense. I mean, you know, he knew what it was going to, you know, there'll be books written about it after he's gone. I mean, it shouldn't be just left to lay. I mean, it should send a message to other people. Another thing with this Gruber, the deceit there, the liability, the damage he's caused. I mean, these people, they just, you know, they throw this stuff out and nothing ever comes back. Well, I mean, there's damage that's being done. You know, I mean, there should be something that should be able to be done to these people. And I don't know if you impeach him, that he's not responsible later on. He should be tried for treason, I believe, you know, as far as Obama.
Well, as far as something being done, I think the frustration you've outlined correctly and that I share was manifested in the election results on Tuesday. And that will be a big dent in what he wants to accomplish. Question is, should they go further? And you sound like you want them to go further. Others do as well. That's one of the reasons we're asking the question today, because it's something that Congress is wrestling with right now. I'm looking at a story in Politico, seeing the headline says, GOP seeks creative ways to avert a shutdown. Republican leaders trying to redirect their members' immigration rage. Yeah, so what is the strategy? Sam and Grand Forks, listening on AM 1100. What's on your mind?
Hey, I think I'm not an Obama fan. I don't like his politics. I don't know the man, so I can't say if he's a bad person or not, but I don't like his politics. But this impeachment thing, I mean, it took almost 2 years to impeach Nixon. It took almost 2 years to deal with Clinton. I mean, you try to impeach him, it's going to take almost 2 years, too. So what's the sense of impeaching a guy? Time you impeach him, he's probably July of 16, and you got Biden for 4 months. I mean, You start an impeachment process. I think he's just going to go hyperdrive on his executive orders and just make it worse.
That's been my reason against it. Just, you know, now you have the Republican Senate and the House, so you can stop a lot of the bad stuff to the extent that he does anything unconstitutional, challenge him on it. And by the way, there is a court case on that because...
Yeah.
My point is, you know, the Democrats have a willing ally in the media. Impeachment has been politically perilous for Republicans before. It's frustrating because I think some people say, well, just stand on principle and let the chips fall where they may. But elections matter, and the media will pile on. And he's gone anyway in 2 years. So I'm with you, Sam. I really think that's the better approach. I think it would just take too much wind out of the sail and all the other things that can be done. And quite honestly, I can't point to anybody that won big on election night on the on the political platform of I want to impeach the guy. You know, nobody ran around and said, vote for me and I'll impeach the guy. So I don't think that that's any kind of a mandate. I think it was stop him. You know, his policies were on the ballot. I think it was. I think that's fair to read out of it, but not impeach him. So I agree with you. I think we have to be careful there. It's frustrating.
You just got to hopefully our Republicans can be smart and listen to the people and take them to court. And instead of taking 6 months to make a court case, push it, you know? I mean,
Sam, you got the last word of the day. We're completely out of time. We'll do this all over again tomorrow. Congressman Kramer, unfortunately not able to join us today. We'll reschedule that talk radio town hall. Get your questions answered for him. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.